Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Zeta. Today's daf is Psochim Daf Samech. We are here at the bottom of Nun Tesem Abayis at the Mishnah. Now, a couple of things before we start the Mishnah. Just a couple of things that need to be explained. First of all, in terms of the standard korban, process, there are four main actions that the Kohen needs to do to prepare a korban or to bring a korban. First thing is shechto, it needs to shecht it. The second thing we're going to see in the Mishnah is v'kibel, you have to accept the blood in a cup or a vessel or whatever. V'halach, there's a halicha, there's a walk from where the animal was shechted to the mizbeach. And finally, there's a zorak, there's a zrika, a sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach. That's in terms of the standard korban hakrava, the standard bringing. Just again, we're going to mention those things in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is going to mention a couple of things in terms of doing, having a certain machshava or a certain mindset during different avodas. So I just wanted to get that out of the way and just explain that quickly for a second. And the second thing it's important to understand is that a korban, when bringing a korban, the machshava, the mindset, the intention of the kohen who's bringing the korban is important, and the baal also. But meaning the intention is very, very important. For example, if somebody has intention to bring a korban and eat it chutz lezmano, and eat it after the appropriate time for whatever reason, so that's again we call it pigul. The korban is no good, and someone who eats of that korban is chayav karis. Right? If you have chutz lemkomo, if a person has the mindset to eat the korban that's being brought outside of the proper zone, so either if it's kochi kadashim outside the Beis HaMikdash, or if it's kochim kalim, so outside Yerushalayim, so that's also, it's going to mess up the korban. There's no chayav karis there in that scenario, then you will mess up the korban. And finally, and this is what we're going to deal with today, is something called Shinui Hashem, which means, literally means changing the name. But if a person has intention to bring this korban as a different korban than what it's being brought, for example, in this example in our Mishnah, if someone is bringing a korban Pesach and he has intention to bring a korban Shlomim, where that korban Shlomim was a korban that was very similar to the korban Pesach, right? A person gets to eat most of it. So if he thinks that he says he has intention to bring a Shlomim, so that's a problem. There's also a problem in terms of the Kohen has intention to shecht or do any of the avoda for the wrong owner. Meaning if Reuven brings a korban and the Kohen thinks it's for Shimon, so that's also an issue. Now, in most cases, when you have a Shinui Hashem, the korban is going to still be good, but it's not going to work for whatever was being brought. For example, if a person wanted to bring a korban toda, and said, "I'm going to bring a korban toda," and he brought the korban and he had machshavos and the kohen had machshava to bring, I don't know, a korban chatos. So the what's called is still good. The korban toda is still valid, but he has to bring another one. Right? It just doesn't work if for whatever reason a person had a chova, had a chiyuv to bring a certain item. So the korban is still valid and you can eat it, but you need to bring another one. Meaning the chiyuv to bring this, whatever chiyuv type of korban it was, you're not yotzi the chiyuv. By Pesach, however, as we're going to see in a second, and by korban chatos as well, a shinui hashem is no good, is possible. And the Gemara learns it from drashos, from psukim. That Gemara is not here. If I'm not mistaken, I think, well, maybe in the rest of the Masechta, I don't remember, but it's definitely in the Gemara in Zevachim. So the Gemara learns that if you have a Shinui Hashem, again, just to clarify, this is going to be important here, if for whatever reason you're bringing the Korban Pesach and you think that you're bringing a Shlomim or a Chatas or whatever, so that is going to be a problem that's going to be possible. Now there is, again, a discussion in the Rishonim whether we say Machshava, when a person has intention, does that need to be through speech, meaning he says straight up, this korban is for shlamim, and talking about the korban Pesach, this korban is for a shlamim, or is even thinking it a problem? And that's a machlokas, if I'm not mistaken, between Rashi and Tosos, and many, many other Rishonim who weigh in on this issue, whether there needs to be an actual amira when we say that there's a problem in the machshava, in the mindset, or does it just have to be something that was going on in the person's head? Right, okay, and already there are proofs both for both ways, but either way, that's just you should be aware. Okay, with that background, Let's dive into the Mishnah. Ha-pesh, and again, just to, when you say, well, okay, well, let's read in the Mishnah. Ha-pesach she-shachto shalo lishmo. If you, and this shalo lishmo and lishmo is a phrase we're going to say a bajillion times on this daf, so it's important to get to understand, right? Shalo lishmo means for a different korban. So if you shechta Pesach, if you shechta korban Pesach, shalo lishmo, for not for the korban Pesach, meaning you think that you're bringing a shlamin. V'kibel v'holach v'zorach, shalo lishmo. And you also did any of the other three avodas that I mentioned before, right? You accepted the blood, you brought it over to the Mizbeach, you sprinkled it on the Mizbeach. That's also shalo lishmo. It was also for a different korban. Olishmo, or the shechita, well, we'll explain exactly what's going on, but, or the first part, which what you did, was lishmo, v'shalo lishmo. Let's take the simple understanding. Again, the Gemara is going to explain exactly what the scenario is. But simply, let's say you shechted it, lishmo, i.e. for the Korban Pesach, and then you did one of the other avodas for shalo lishmo. O shalo lishmo, v'lishmo. Or you shechted it, and it wasn't for the Korban Pesach, and then all the other avodas was for the Korban Pesach. So in any of those scenarios, if there's anything that was shalo lishmo, then it's going to be possible. Ketzad, how does that work? Ketzad lishmo v'shalo lishmo. How do you define shalo lishmo and shalo lishmo? So l'shem Pesach v'shalim shalomim, that's lishmo and shalo lishmo, because it was for the Pesach and then for something else. Shalo lishmo v'lishmo, right, if it's not for, right, you see how this is getting confusing, right? If it's not for the Korban Pesach and for the Korban Pesach, so that's l'shem shalomim v'lishem Pesach, right? That's you had machshava first for a shalomim, and then you have machshava for the Pesach. So again, important to get down that when we say lishmo, it means for the Korban that you were bringing. In this case, for the Korban Pesach. Shalo lishmo means you had intention for a different korban that we're talking about. Now, boy, Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked the following question. Now, I explain the Mishnah as having a machshava by the shechita, and then having a different machshava by one of the other avodas. But that's actually the question of Rav Papa. And in the end, we're not going to answer this question. We're going to try and bring four proofs, and in the end, the Gemara does not answer it and just moves on to another topic. So, boy, Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked the following question. Be'avoda achas tanan, o b'shtei avodas tanan. Are we talking about two different machshavas, two different thoughts in one of the four avodas? I.e., for example, within the shechita itself, you thought that you were shechting for the Korban Pesach, and then you changed and you thought, oh no, actually this is a Korban Shlamim. Or b'shtei avodas, or are we talking about, no, you shechted the Korban Pesach, thinking it was Korban Pesach, and then when the Kohen did the Zrika, then he thought it was a Shlamim. So, is that the case? That's the suffix of Rav Papa. Tanan, Bavoda Achas Tanan, Bavoda Achas Tanan. Now, what's both sides of the Machlokas? If you're telling me it's Avoda Achas Tanan, then Rabbi Yosi. Then, if we say that it's only within one Avoda, then it's definitely going to be Rabbi Yosi Shita. What's Rabbi Yosi Shita? So, we're going to see this in Machlokas right now. We're going to see the Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi. If a person says two things, do we say that he's thinking both of them? Are both of them legit, or is only the first thing that he said legit? And if you look at Rashi, let's just explain it before we get to the Gemara. Let's see. Right, yeah, the second Rashi on the Gemara. If you're the last Rashi on the Daf, the Rabbi Meir Ha'amar Tavos. Again, we'll get to Rabbi Meir, but just to explain the Machlokas, the Maseches Tzemura, and it's elsewhere in a couple places in Shas as well. Gabi Ha'omer Harezu Tzemuras Ola Tzemuras Shlomim. Tumura means that you exchange kedusha from one animal to the next. And really, you're not supposed to do that. But if you do that, so then it works. Meaning, if you have one cow that's supposed to be a korban chados, and then you say, I'm going to switch the kedusha from this cow to another cow. So you're not really supposed to do that. But it works. Now, let's say you say, harezu tumuras ola tumuras shlamim. This cow is going to be, instead of, right, the ola that I had to bring, the shlamim that I had to bring. So, which is it? Is it both? Is it one? Right? You can't, a cow can't be both. So Rabbi Meir Omer Zutumas Ola. Rabbi Meir says it's an Ola, because you go based on the first thing that a person says. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Dvarev Kayamin, Vitira Eshetomi Vitimchar. Meaning, we take both of them into account. We take both of them into account, and therefore this is an impossible korban, and you can't bring it, and therefore you have to leave it in, let it get a mum, then you sell it, and then you need to bring both korbanos that you sell. So that's the Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. Now, how does that shayach for our Mishnah? Well, if you're telling me that it was one avoda, yeah, Well, let's see. The Gemara will explain. It's not, if you're telling me Bevoda Achas Tanan, it's one Avoda for Rabbi Yossi, and that, therefore it must be Rabbi Yossi Shita. Damar Af Begmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas. Who says that we even go based on the second thing that the person said, meaning we go based on a dual statement, and we take both statements into account. D Rabbi Meir, because if it's Rabbi Meir, Ha'amar Tafas Lashon Rishon, right? He says we take the first Lashon, we only take the first language, meaning in that case there'd be no question. Right, so if the person, because when the Kohen starts, wait, what did the Mishnah say? If the Kohen, the guy starts with Lishma and then goes to Lo Lishma, so then it's no good. Well, that can't be our Mishnah, because Rabbi, if you're telling me that Rabbi Meir, right, we only take the first machshava, the first statement that the person said, so, well, he started off Lishma. So the first thing he did was legit. So why would the Korban be no good? Right, so if you're talking about within one action, right? Again, you had the Shechita. Let's say within the Shechita, you thought it was for the Pesach and then for the Shlamim. Mishnah says, that's no good. Well, according to Rabbi Meir, we only take the first thing that you did, and that was for a valid Korban Pesach, and therefore the Shechita should be fine. So if you're telling me that the Machlokas, the discussion in the Mishnah, is within one Avoda, so then it must be Rabbi Yossi's Shechita. Odoma, or maybe, now going right there into the Gemara, Beshtei Avodas Tan, Vavfri Rabbi Meir. Right, Amar Tafas Lashon Rishon. Right, if you'll tell me that the Mishnah is talking about two different avodas, right? Let's say, for example, during the Shechita he thought it was Lishma, then again during the Zrika it was Shalom Lishma. So I feel Rabbi Meir, Amar Tafas Lashon Rishon. That even works according to Rabbi Meir, because Hani Mili Bavoda Achas. Because when does Rabbi Meir say you only take use the first machshava? That's only within one action, within one avoda. No, but if it's two avodas, so then for sure, then he's going to admit that it was no good. Because what happened? You had an entire zurika that was lo lishma. And therefore, for sure, Rabbi Meir will agree that the korban is no good. So, which one is it? Is it one avoda, or is it two avodas? So Gemara says, Amri Ahaya. Excuse me, on which case is this question? I mean, we had a bunch of questions. Lishma, shalol lishma, shalol lishma, lishma. What case is this question of Rav Papa? Inim ashalol lishma v'lishma. If you're telling me it's when first you had intention first, not the Korban Pesach, and then you had intention for the Korban Pesach, so I don't understand. Bein b'avod achas, bein b'shtei avodos, right? Bein Rabbi Meir, bein Rabbi Yossi, if zilei b'kamaisa. Regardless of whether you hold, according to Rabbi Meir, that you take the first statement, or according to Rabbi Yossi, you take both statements, right? For sure, it's going to be no good. Because the first machshava you had was not for the Korban Pesach. And Dehar Rabbi Yossi Nami, because even according to Rabbi Yossi, right? Af begmar dvarav adam nispas islay, right? What is his language? Af begmar dvarav. We even take into account the second thing that the person said. Well, implying that we always take into account the first thing that he said or thought. So here, if you start off with shalol lishma and lishma, so immediately, according to everybody, it's going to be shalol lishma. It's going to be not for the Korban Pesach, and it's going to be no good. Ella, rather, the question must be alishmo v'shalol lishma. Must be on the case that was for the Korban Pesach, and then you thought afterwards that it was not for the Korban Pesach. So what's the deal? What's the case? Is it one action, and therefore it's Rabbi Yossi Shita? Or is it two actions? Is it two avodas, and therefore it can be either Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Meir? So the Gemara says, Tashma. Let's bring you a proof. Just one second. Fine. So, HaPetach Sheshachto Shalol Lishmo, the Braisa says, if you started a Shechted a Korban Pesach, right, for not for its own sake, right, for some other Korban, V'kibel V'holach V'zorach Shalol Lishmo, and then you did any of the other Avodas Shalol Lishmo, so Gemara says, Hechidami, what's that case? Right, again, we said it's no good, but what's the case? Inimikid the Katani. So if you'll tell me it's like literally that, meaning that implying that all of those things were done shalol lishmo, so zolameli. So you don't need to tell me that. Ad mechashiv the kulu bekamaisa ifsole, where he's already puzzled at the beginning, where he's already puzzled from the first from the shechita that was not intended for the Korban Pesach. Elav, no, rather. So what must be that language in the Mishnah? What must that be talking about? Hachi katani ha pesach sheshachtu shalol lishmo. If the Korban Pesach was shechted not for the Korban Pesach's sake, inami, or if shechtu lishmo, the shechita was for the Korban Pesach, was good, but v'kibul halach v'zarek shalol lishmo, and you did any one of the following avodas without intending for another Korban. Inami, or shechtu v'kibul halach lishmo, or you did the first three avodas, lishmo, but for then the zrika was our actual lishmo. Then the zrika was not for the Korban Pesach. Davi le shtei avodos. Right? That's two avodos. Right? It must be that the Mishnah is telling me that if any one of these was shalo lishmo, and therefore it's clearly talking about two different avodos. So ema seifa, well, what about the seifa? The seifa says lishmo v'shalo lishmo, that if it's lishmo, and then you have a shalo lishmo machshava, then it's no good. Well, in that case, hechidami, what's that case? Inema v'shtei avodos, if you tell me it's two avodos, well, that's hainu resha, that's exactly the same as the beginning, as the first part of the Mishnah. So, right, because we told me that that must be the case. It must be that you're talking about different avodas. So, elalav avoda achas. Rather, it must be that the seifa is talking about one avoda, because otherwise, if you tell me the same exact thing as a resha, I have Rabbi Yosi, the Amar Afbek Varantavarim of the Mitzpas. And therefore, it must be Rabbi Yosi Shita, who says that we even go according to both statements. Squire says, not so fast. I said, lo'olam, really b'shtei avodos. Really, he's talking about two different avodos. Isn't that the exact same thing that we've learned in the Reisha? V'Reisha dekoy b'shchita v'kamachashe b'shchita. In the case of the Reisha, it's talking about where the person is shechting and thinking about the shchita. Inami koy b'zrika v'kamachashe b'zrika. Or he's having machshava about the zrika, about the sprinkling that he's doing. But the seifa is where he's doing the shchita, but thinking about the zrika. The guy is doing one action and thinking about another. That's the sefer. For whatever reason, he's thinking that he's shechting the Korban Pesach for the Korban Pesach, and he's having intention to do zrika for a shlamim. And therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that there is a concept of having a no good machshava from one avoda to the other. Meaning, you can think about the zrika during the shechita, and that will mess it up. And that's Rav Papa's question. Rav Papa had not here, but it's confusing because this is not Rav Papa's question here. The Rav Papa's question in Gemara and Zvachim. As Rashi clarifies, right? He wants to know whether a person's machshava by one part of the avoda, if he's thinking about another part of the avoda, does that mess it up? That's what Rashi says, right? Divar Masko Bahinu Baya Derav Papa. Right? He wants to know. And that's the answer over here, that yes, according to this understanding, our Mishnah is in fact answering that question and saying that a person can, right, the Seifa says that a person can think from one avoda to the next, and that would theoretically mess up a korban. Okay, so Toshimas, let's bring another proof, whether this is the Mishnah is talking about one avoda or two avodos, and bring another proof, try and figure it out. Number two, Shachtu Shalola Ochlav V'Shalolam Nuyov. Let's say a person... No, skip that. It's the wrong tashma. My bad. A little bit higher. That's the next tashma. Sorry. Tashma, o shalo lishmo, v'lishmo, pasul. The Mishnah had said, right, that, again, at the end, right, if it's shalo lishmo, and then it's lishmo, then it's no good, right? If you, the Gemara says, hechidami, what's the case? Inim v'shtei avodos, if you're telling me that you're talking about two of the avodos of the korban, so ashtar lishmo v'shalo lishmo amarta pasul. Well, if you're telling me that if you originally did it lishmo, and then you did another avodah shalo lishmo, that's pasul, so obviously, shalo lishmo v'lishmo v'baya. You don't need to teach me that if you started out with an inappropriate machshava, so then it's going to be bad, right? Obviously, you don't need to teach me that. So, alav avoda achas. It must be rather talking about one avoda. Umi the seifa avoda achas. And if the seifa, if the last part of the Mishnah is talking about one avoda, resha nami avoda achas. Maybe the resha is also talking about one avoda. Someone says, lo, no, the olam b'shtei avodos. No, really, it's talking about two avodas. Aye, so what do you need to tell me that shalo lishmo v'lishmo is puzzle? Obviously, if you started out with a bad machshava. Right? If you start out with a good machshava and then ended up with a bad one, so that's no good. Obviously, if you started out with a bad machshava, so that's going to be no good. So the Gemara says, you're right, you didn't really need to teach me this. And you're right, just for ease of language, for continuity, that is the word. It's just for continuity's sake, right? Since we started off with lishmo and shalom lishmo, so then we flip it back around, shalom lishmo, lishmo, but really you didn't need to teach me that. All right. Tashma, third proof that I started reading early. Shachtu shalola ochlov v'shalolam nuyov. Let's say you shechted the Korban Pesach for people who are not able to eat it. There are certain people who are, you know, let's say the person is sick, or whatever, etc. Or shalolim nuyov, or for people who are not included, right? Again, for a korban pesach, unlike other korbanos, you got to register for the korban pesach. Let's say you're shechting it for a guy who's not on the list, or la'arelim, or you're shechting it for a person who didn't get a bris mila. There, as the pasuk says, they're not allowed to get a bris mila. Ulu tmeim, or if someone who's tamei also can't bring the korban pesach. So if you did that, so then puzzle, then it's no good. So Kama says hacha pshita bevoda achas, right? For her here, for sure. It's obviously talking about one avoda, right? What did it say? It says talking about shechita. I mean, obviously it's talking about one avoda. That's what it was mentioned. And umi the seifa b'avoda achas, rishinam b'avoda achas. And if the seifa, meaning this is the next mishnah we're going to see, if that mishnah is talking about one avoda, so maybe this mishnah also, the resha, this mishnah that we just quoted, is also one avoda. So Gemara says, me the area. That's not a good proof. Hakadisa, vakadisa. Well, since when? It's not necessarily, do we have Mishnayos that are back-to-back? They don't necessarily have to talk about the same case. Right? It doesn't necessarily tell me, right? The Seifa, the next Mishnah could be with one avoda, and the first one, right, our Mishnah could be about either one. Finally, Tashma, last proof, and then they're going to move on to something else after this. La'ochla v'shalo la'ochla kosher. If you shecht the Korban Pesach for people who are able to eat it, and for people who are not able to eat it, right? You got a big family, and Baruch Hashem, Zadie and Bobby are older, and they're not able to eat the Korban Pesach for health reasons. So, but you're shechting it for all the rest of the family, which can eat it. So in that case, right, that's kosher. That's fine. So the Gemara says, Echidami. Well, what's the case over there? Inim avishtei avodos. If you're telling me that we're talking about two avodas that you had, meaning that you initially the shechita was for people who could eat it, and the, let's say, the zrika or whatever was for people who could not eat it, right? And the reason that it's good that is because that the thinking in the zrika, thinking in the sprinkling of the blood about people who are not able to eat it doesn't matter. The in machshav is ochlen bezrika, because that doesn't make a difference. Haba avoda achas. But the same thing, if you're doing talking about within one avoda, could go in shechita. Let's say you had the same machshava, right, to shecht it for both people who could eat it and couldn't eat it in one machshava, in one avoda. The mehanya be machshava is ochlen puzzle, right? Where again, that's gonna mess up the korban. But you're telling me that people, if you're telling me that you're shechting it for if the group has people who can eat and people who cannot eat, so that's still fine. So, rather, it must be referring to one avoda, meaning it must be either one, right? Meaning either you have both the intention for during one avoda, or the two intentions for both the avodas. Just to clarify, how does that? Let's read it a little better. One second, sorry. I feel like I kind of skimmed over that a little bit. So let's maybe just go back for a second. So let's go back here. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? I just want to, again, in my head, that didn't come out clear. So I apologize if I'm wasting your time. Right? Inim abishtei avodos. If you're telling me that, again, what do we say? For la'ochla v'shalo la'ochla. You're shechting it for people who can eat and people who cannot eat. So Gemara says that's kosher. So hey, Chidami, what's the case? Inim abishtei avodos. If you're telling me that you had two avodos, meaning you did shechita thinking about the people who could eat it, and then you did the next one, or the zrika, or whatever, thinking about people who cannot eat it. And the taima, and the reason it's good, therefore, is the chasha bezrika, is because when you did the shalola ochlov, when you thought about the people who cannot eat the Korban Pesach, right, again, we said thinking about shechting it or doing an avoda for someone who can't eat it is no good, but by zrika, right, it is good, right? The in machshev is ochlen bezrika, because thinking about people who can't eat the Korban Pesach, when you do the zrika, when you sprinkle the blood, that's not legit. That's not significant. That doesn't matter. So, haba avoda achas, but if you did it, meaning, but if you had the same machshavos, la'ochlev and shalol la'ochlev, by one avoda, could go on b'shchita, for example, like by shchita, the mehanya be machshavos ochlen, where it is legitimate, where it is important, that you need to think about only the people who are eating it and not the people who are not eating it, so in that case, it would be puzzle. Right, then in that case, it would be no good. Right, even though you're including other people who can eat it, you're thinking about people who can't eat it, and that's shechita would be possible. But Va'kaimalon mixes ochlin lo pasla. But that's not actually true. Because if you can think about both of them, right, meaning if you think about people who can eat and people who can't eat, so that doesn't mess up the shchita. So elalav over the achas, meaning rather it must be that it's talking about even by one avoda, it's kosher. Not only by one avoda, but even by one avoda, it's kosher. I mean, you could have either one. I mean, you could have either, this price could either be talking about one avoda and or two avodos, because it works in both cases. In both cases, if you had kavana for people who eat and people who are not going to eat in one avoda, in the shechita, that's fine. And if you had kavana for people who are eating the Korban Pesach in the shechita and people who are not eating the Korban Pesach in the zrika, that's also fine, because thinking about people who are eating during the zrika, during the sprinkling, is not a big deal. So therefore, it could be either one. When we did seifa b'avodah the achas, and now since the next Mishnah is talking about one avoda, as we said in the last proof, reishanami b'avodah achas, maybe this is also talking about one avoda. This Gemara says, midi iri. Again, we just quoted it from the next brisa. From the next Mishnah. So since that's talking about even one avoda, either or, so maybe this is also talking about either one avoda or two avodas. So Gemara says, midi iri is not a good proof. Had kedisa, same thing as we said before, save above the achas. The next Mishnah is either talking about one avoda or both, and vereshab avoda achas obishtei avodos, and ours is still not clear, right? It could be either one avoda or two avodos. It still could, we're still not sure, right? You can't prove it from the next Mishnah. Okay, so the Gemara doesn't answer that question. Again, we're still leaving our Mishnah, as they say, open to interpretation. Okay. Yibodu asked the following question. Pesach sheshachto b'sharim was hashana l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo. Now, very interesting, very ironic. And in the rest of the year, if you shech the Korban Pesach, and you have intention shalo lishmo, right? You have intention that it's no good. Meaning, no, I take it back. Let's start again. If you shecht the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach and you think that it's a shlamim, so then that's possible. Let's say you shecht a Korban Pesach, right? You had designated an animal for Korban Pesach a week before Pesach. You come to the Beis Hamikdash and you think you're shechting a. You think you're shechting a shalo lishmo. What is that? You think you're shechting it as a shlamim. B'shari Mos Hashanah. You think the Korban Pesach that you're bringing to the Beis HaMikdash is a shlamim. And therefore, it is shalom l'shmo. It is not for the Korban Pesach. So therefore, what's the case? That's the din that is going to be kosher. It's ironic that shalom l'shmo by Korban Pesach the rest of the year is kosher, but l'shmo the rest of the year is pasul. But on Erev Pesach, if it's l'shmo, it's kosher. If it's shalom l'shmo, then it's pasul. But the rest of the year, if it's shalom l'shmo, then we assume it's a shlamim, and then it's kosher. But if it's the Shmo, if it's for the Korban Pesach, you're shechting in the middle of July, so then it's possible. So what about both? The question is, Pesach sheshachtu b'sharim mosa shana l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo. On in the middle of July, on, what's today, January 20th, Teves? Definitely not Teves, definitely Shvat. Is it Ches Teves? I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe it's Yud Shvat already. Next Thursday is Tu B'Shvat, so it must be Tes. Today is Tes, I guess. All right, anyway. With that, now it's nighttime. All right, now I'm getting confused. Either way, let's say you check the Korban Pesach today, and it's shalom l'shmo v'shalom l'shmo. You have both machshavas. Ma'u, what's the din? Mi asi shalom l'shmo u'mafrik le'midi l'shmo. Does the shalom l'shmo aspect, right, does the fact that you thought about it for the shlamim get rid of the fact that you also thought about it for the Korban Pesach, and therefore machshir le, and therefore it's kosher? Ilo, olo, or maybe not. So Kiyazar Avdimi, when Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Amrisa L'Mashmaitza Kameder Rabbi Yirmiyah, he said this. He said, I said this in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ho v'lishmo machshiro b'zmano, v'shalo l'shmo machshiro shalo l'zmano. Since l'shmo, if you thought about it, right, again, for l'shmo, would make it kosher b'zman, i.e. on Erev Pesach, v'shalo l'shmo machshiro shalo b'zmano, and lo l'shmo is kosher the rest of the year, ma l'shmo machshiro b'zmano, in Motzian Mide Lo Shalo Lishmo, just like if you did it Lishmo and Shalo Lishmo would not on Erev Pesach, that would not be good. But Af Shalo Lishmo, Hamachshiru Shalo Bizmano, in Motzio Mide Lishmo, Upozel. So too the rest of the year, if you did it Shalo Lishmo and Lishmo, that's also gonna be no good. Right, just like if you had both on Erev Pesach, it's no good. So too, if you had both on the Erev the rest of the year, it should also be no good. Amar li, and he said, lo, it's not the right logic. If you're telling me that by a case what you thought of was not lishmo, or shekein noeg b'chol hazvachim, that applies by all korbanos. I told her, but the shmo shekein in noeg b'chol hazvachim in lepasach b'ovad. You can't teach me, right? Shalol, the psul of shalol lishmo and the psul of lishmo are not comparable. Meaning that basically, if you're telling shalol lishmo, it applies by everything. By all korbanos, right? Any korban, if you're trying to bring a korban asham and you think about it, that as a korban chatas, right? So then it's no good. Meaning the korban is good, but the you're not yotze. But by the korban pesach, right? It's not good at all. Right? It's not good at all. So that's not going to tell me anything about lishmo, right? Which the halacha of lishmo that only applies by korban pesach, right? The only pesach korban that you need for it to be good, entirely, right, is the korban pesach that needs to be completely lishmo. So you can't compare those two scenarios, right? Again, we tried to use lishmo and shlo lishmo to kind of play off each other, that they're equal. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, no, they apply in different cases, and therefore they're not the same. You can't just assume that if shlo lishmo passes by korban pesach, it's also going to passel the rest of the year by ashlamim. So my haviyallah, what do they say about this? About having an intention for both of them the rest of the year. So Rava said, Pesach sheshachtu b'shari mosa shana shalot b'shalot b'shmo kosher. If you shechta Pesach in the middle of Shvat on today, so then if you have lishmo and shalot lishmo, that's going to be fine. Tastamu lishmo koi. Because stam, without any specific intention, right, before you even get started, without any intention, right, that we assume, right, that it's a Pesach, it's a Korban Pesach, it's lishmo. V'afilu hachi, right, again, you designate it as a Korban Pesach without any specific intent, it's a Korban Pesach. V'afilu hachi, ki shechta de'shalo lishmo, and even though, right, if you shechta de'shalo lishmo in that case, it's going to be kosher. So Alma, apparently, what do you see? Asi shalo lishmo, mapik le'i midi lishmo. Apparently, you see that the shalo lishmo does get rid of the lishmo and will allow the Korban to be fine. Ki shechta nami lishmo v'shalo lishmo, so therefore, if you shechted for both, Also, the shalol lishmo is going to get rid of the lishmo, and therefore it's going to be kosher, because again, it's a shlomim on any day of the week. He said, "Dol mashani heichad amar mehechad al amar." He said, "What are you talking about? Maybe it's different if he said something as opposed to when he didn't say something." Right, what was the first case? First case that without saying anything, it's a korban pesach, and then when you have a machshava shalol lishmo, then it's good. Here, you're telling me that no, you're having a machshava for both. You're saying both, so maybe that's different. Right, dahala ochla v'shalol ochla kosher, because when the korban pesach is with both and then it's kosher the rest of the year, v'chol hecha the shachet lay dahala shalol ochla v'chudei pasul. Right, but if he would shecht it. Right, for people who are not allowed to eat it by itself, meaning if you would only shechted for people who are not allowed to eat it, it would be pasul. Why? Hastam al ochlav koi. Right? If you, a stam korban pesach is for people who are eating. Right? A stam case of korban pesach should always be for people who are eating and people who are not eating. Rather, it must be that it's different. That when a person says what he means to do is different than when you have just stam das that we're relying on what the previous status of the korban was. So chenami shani hachid amar mehichad alo amar. You see that those are different. It's different when you have both, as opposed to when you have stam and whatever the opposite of stam das is. Right? Well, if you have the default plus the opposite is different when you have two active opposite machshavos. So amalei Rav said back to him, midi area. That's not a good proof. So bishlama over there, bishlama hasam. I understand over there. Kamdelo akale bishchita stame vaday lishmo koi. That as long as he hasn't messed up anything in the shchita, so then the korban stam is lishmo, right? Without any clarification, it is lishmo. Ela hacha, but over here, by the case of when you're shechting it for people who are not eating it, so stami la ochlav koi, right? Is it really stam? Or really korban pesach is stam for people who are going to eat it? Till mamim shechehani, v'asi achrinim umimni love it. Right? a Korban Pesach is not designated stam for anything. Right? People can come and go as they please, right up until the point where the Korban is shechted. You can register and deregister and re-register, and you can change the lineup right up until when the Korban is shechted. So a Korban is not stam la'ochlov. It's not just sitting there for people who are going to eat it. It's for whoever signed up for it, and that changes all the time. So a Korban Pesach doesn't have a stam status of four people who are eating, four people who are able to eat, because it's just not a thing, right? You have to sign up. That's how a Korban Pesach gets registered for. Right, you can get in and out of a group of for a Korban Pesach until the Korban is shechted. So there, the stam status of a Korban Pesach is not necessarily for people who are eating, because there's nothing that's stam about the attribution of a Korban Pesach to a certain group of people. They come and go as they please. Okay, Shkoyah Kodor Rabosi, we'll stop here, and we'll go fight on the Heiligashas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.